Good morning. This is Karen with Changing Perspectives. I mentioned that I was going to do this podcast on the word experience. I've had to write some stuff down because my mind is seriously like all over the place. And I want to get my point across. So, the reason that this word has such a big meaning for me is because when I had a conversation the other day and the word experience was stated as this: you are supposed to enjoy the experience. That honestly hit me in a way that was like, you know, shit, you're right. You really are supposed to enjoy it. You're not just supposed to have it. What's the point of having it if you're not enjoying it? Life is supposed to be joyful. And I know that for the most part, some of it isn't. But I want, hang on. The reason that I'm bringing it up, and I'm sorry, I'm like all over the place, and I'm very new to what I'm doing. So bear with me, it will get better. I promise you, it does get better. You may ask why am I bringing this up? We all know that everything we do is an experience. But do we actually see it as an enjoyable experience? That's the question that like hit me, bugged me, whatever you want to call it. That's what it was. Unfortunately or regrettably, everything that is done in our lives is an experience, good or bad. We have a hard childhood. We go through life just doing things on automatic pilot because it seems, without looking at it as an experience, it's just done. But does it leave a memory, good or bad? This is the question. And I ask you to seriously think about it. And think about it in a way that is, am I enjoying this experience? Or am I doing what I'm doing out of expectation? Because I think that others will like me or love me. If that's the case, you're actually caring about other people's opinions and you're not giving a shit about yourself. So your experience, who gives a shit, right? But are you looking at it as an enjoyable experience? Will it leave a good memory? Does it leave a good memory? Because after that experience is over and you're going through life and you start thinking about different shit and you have memories. Some memories are good or bad, but the ones that stick throughout your life and what you can get by on are the enjoyable experiences. Is it something that happens and you don't remember, or it leaves a bad taste in your mouth? These are all the things you seriously need to think about it. I'm fully aware that there are expectations. I'm sorry, not expectations, exceptions to this because of things that happen that you have no control over. But with the things you do have control over, are you experiencing joy? The reason that I bring this up and why it hit me so hard and so differently is because I have spent my whole life having experiences that brought no joy to my life. A lot of my childhood, no joy. But those experiences I had no control over. My mother passed away when I was 6. I lived in an orphanage. I lived in a boarding school. I was constantly told what to do, what to think, how to do this, how to do that. But nobody taught me the important things in life. Nobody taught me anything. I've had 3 children. And you know what? Each of those pregnancies, and it's sad to say, because my children might hear this, but the truth is the truth. I didn't have any joy in my pregnancies because of where I was in my life. It was just like I was going on autopilot. You know, I got married at 18. I had a child at 17. The marriage wasn't good to begin with. And I got married because I had a child. Because I wanted what I didn't have. I wanted my children to have both parents. Not realizing that I fucked up everything. Anyway, I didn't realize that you were supposed to enjoy the pregnancy in itself. I mean, you're growing a child, you're bringing it to the world. It's supposed to be a joyful experience, right? But mine was all misery. And why? Because I was in a miserable marriage. I experienced no joy. I've had a hard life. Some of it by my choices. And this is what people don't realize. They want to play a victim. I played the victim for so long about how people treated me, not realizing it was my choice. Nobody twisted my arm to get married. Nobody twisted my arm to do anything I did. I didn't grow up wanting a miserable life. I didn't choose to have a miserable life. But because of my choices, I did. My mental health was all about all of my bad luck. People I chose to have in my life that didn't ever love me at all. The words were said, but it wasn't there. In my head, I had a story that I was a victim of how people treated me. I didn't enjoy any of my life's experiences. And the reason why? Because I was fucking miserable. Therefore, a lot of my experiences did not stick in my memory. I floated through life in survival mode, not living. And I mean, seriously, people, I cannot be the only one. I want you to think about what I'm saying. I know it sounds rambled. I know it sounds jumbled. But these are my thoughts, and I'm trying to put it together so it makes sense. But when you get into a relationship, does that experience of that relationship bring you joy? If it does, then great, enjoy the experiences. But if it doesn't, why not? These are questions you need to ask yourself. These are the questions I never asked of myself because I didn't know I was supposed to. I spent all of my life on expectations of other people. And I continued that up until like 20 years ago. And I'm 53. So I continued my life as my childhood was, living on other people's expectations. Not living my life. I thought the life that I had, that's what it was supposed to be. I didn't know it could be any fucking different. I honestly did not know any of that. I didn't know it could be different than what I had. What I had is what I thought it was. and it affected my mental health. No, I have no mental illness, but my mental health was fucked up by how I saw things and how I thought about things. My mindset was, I don't even think I had a mindset, to be honest with you. Another thing, marriage, sex. Is it an amazing experience? Did you get married because you had to? Did you get married because you wanted to? Did you marry the love of your life? Or did you just marry somebody because you got pregnant? I mean, these are all things to think about, because they all impact your experience. They impact the memory of that experience. Sex in itself, it's supposed to be a mind-blowing experience. If you're not having that, why? Why are you doing the things that bring you no joy and you're left wondering what the hell just happened? I bring this up because all of what I'm telling you happened to me. It fucked me up mentally to the point that I did not enjoy any experience that I had, and I lived this way for years. I had blinders on and I only saw what was directly in front of me without verbally questioning anything. I did not have a voice for myself. The truth? I settled. The reason I settled? Because I thought I didn't deserve better. And the worst thing was, check this out. Oh well, they're fucking me, so they love me. How many women, and for that matter, anyone, settle? And if you settle, I can guarantee you there is no joy in any of your experiences. I can guarantee it. Because I'm telling you this based on my experience. And I want others to learn from it. This is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. My main mission, honestly, my purpose, is to change perceptions, perspectives on mental illness. I want to get rid of the stigma and the labeling for those who suffer. But mental illness includes your own mental health. And through doing my research and digging into mental health, my purpose has expanded, because through the work I'm doing, I'm finding myself. I am becoming more self-aware, and I'm finding that your own mental health is so affected by your experiences, good or bad. And you don't have to have a diagnosis of a mental illness to realize you have issues and that it affects you. It affects your mindset and it affects your experiences. We are so programmed into a life that others tell us. I'm sorry, we're so programmed into a life through what others tell us that we don't for so long think for ourselves. At least I didn't. But my life was not your normal two-parent family. And I'm sure everyone's upbringing is different. Everyone, because not one person is exactly like another. And if some of what I'm saying doesn't speak to you, that's fine. I'm speaking to the ones that it does relate to and speak to. My hope through my purpose and my mission, and it's expanding, which is why you see what you see in my stories. I only put in my stories what actually I feel. If I feel it, if it touches me, I put it in my stories because it renaissance with me. Can't even say the word, sorry. Cannot say it. But it speaks to me. It really is. My hope is to get you to think about this word experience. And I mean, seriously, like, there's so many ways to think about that word. And I hope it hits you differently. But what does it say to you? Are you enjoying every experience that you have? If not, do some serious thinking. Start becoming aware of who you are and what brings you joy. And do that. Enjoy the experience. Your mental health depends on it. Alright, guys. I don't know how long that was, but we'll figure it out. I gotta go. But I just wanted to get that out there because my mission is so important to me. I finally found my purpose, and I am so becoming more self-aware of who I am, what I'm about, and what I want. And I am not your cookie cutter person. And that's all I got. Have a great day, guys.